This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, on this Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Great to have you along. It's a great day to be a Wisconsinite. 6 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program, Mr. Zommers. It's Wednesday. It is
Hump Day.
Look at that. Hump Day extraordinaire. We are expecting our friend Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, to be joining us here at some point here in hour two. He's a busy man out there in D.C., as we said, maybe shoveling out a little bit after. They do not, believe me, they're not used to snow out there in D.C. When I used to go out there occasionally when I worked for former Congressman Scott Klug, I was out there one time, and I think they got 1.5 inches of snow in D.C., and you would have thought it was snow apocalypse. They were freaking out with just 1.5 inches of snow out there in D.C. So they got like, some places got like 1 foot of snow. So they're going crazy out there in D.C. So we'll check in with Trigvi here in a little while, talk about the start of the 119th Congress out there in our questions capital. And also, what is the most fertile state in the United States?
I hope you're talking about soil.
No, I am not. I am not talking about soil. We're going to the fertility rates in northern Wisconsin are on the decline, and we may have a problem here. So we'll talk to our resident northern Wisconsinite of why fertility rates are going down in northern Wisconsin. I'm not sure about that. Also, what's worse for you here in hour number two as well. But yes, joining us from our nation's capital, he has managed to dig himself out of Snowmageddon out there in D.C., our very own Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Todd. What a joke. My girls have been off from school for 3 additional days. Well, they call it a snow day. I call it a Wednesday.
How much did you actually get there where you're at?
I don't know, like 8 inches, something. Yeah. Wow. Not much.
I said when I worked for Klug back.
Not enough that it kept me from driving around, Todd.
You're a northern Wisconsin boy at heart, right?
That's true.
When I used to work for Klug, I was out there one time. And I think they got like 1.5 inches of snow. And you would have thought it was the blizzard of the century. They went nuts.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, they clean out the stores. There's no toilet paper. There's no food.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It's crazy.
I don't know what would happen if something real happened.
Right? Well, it's great to have you along. You've been off for a couple of weeks, and a mutual friend of ours, she contacted me, and she goes, have you heard from Trigvi? He's okay. I can't get a hold of him. I said, I think he just unplugged. And it turns out that's exactly what you did.
Yeah, I did.
Good for
turned
you.
Turned off my phone, got off social media, didn't read the news.
Really? Wow. Just chilled out.
Spent time with my kids. Went skiing some hill in Pennsylvania because they wanted to learn on my birthday. Turned 57, Todd.
I know. We talked. Kreitlow said he wanted me to pass on that he thinks you're avoiding him now because you're so you're so close in age now. You're only a year apart.
Only a year apart. Somehow I remember being in middle school when he was on WEAU, but. I think you're wrong about that.
And he still has a much better head of hair than either one of us combined. So
that might be my buddy Rick Foy up at UWRF who was on when I was in middle school. Sports with Rick Foy. Rob Kreiback, who's back in the state legislature.
Yes. Pat Kreitler's doppelganger.
we should have them on to reminisce about the old times. Maybe not so much about talking about the new times, but we could have them on to talk about the old times.
Well, let's start off a big hour here, Power Hour, Trigvi Olsen. Right away, right out of the gate, Trigvi, one of your fans is on the phone, Matt, listening in Middleton on WMDX. Thanks for listening. You had a question for Trigvi. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks again for what you do, and I hope that it'll continue through the next 4 years and you won't bow down to the orange clown. Speaking of the orange clown, throughout his career in politics, campaigning especially, there's been clear similarities between him and Hitler with his speech, and we know about the stuff that has happened. But the question for Trigvi is about this new one and messaging for those who want to be the resistance, so to speak. This mention of going after Greenland and this expansionist attitude, you know, taking Canada, this nonsense, it turns out Hitler spoke about similar things, you know, expanding his territory, it would be good for the country, blah, blah, blah. So when you message and want to resist these things, how do podcasters and Democratic politicians bring attention to this similarity and the dangers of it without bringing up Hitler all the time, which tends to be ignored or you know, not taken seriously?
Matt, right. I think that was one of the best questions we've had in a long time. Question. Appreciate your listenership. Trivi, I do think it's a great question. What do you think?
Yeah, I think comparing him to Hitler is to Matt's point, is not the way to go. I actually was a little late getting on because I wanted to squeeze in. I have a work trip this weekend, and so I wanted to squeeze in a workout with my friend Jeff, who is my trainer guy. And so that's why I was a few minutes late. I mentioned to him about Greenland and Trump, and I know he voted for Trump. And I had said to him, I don't think you're going to get what you think. He's a younger guy. And when I said that to him, he's just like, really? Like, Greenland? And I'm like, yep. I think, you know, it has to be in the context that people understand. Imagine, you can say, well, that's just Trump. He doesn't mean it. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, he doesn't. I doubt we're going to invade Greenland, and I don't really think the Canadians are going to want to become the 51st state. But that said, imagine, and you got to get people to get this in the context, imagine if your neighbor talked about your property line that way.
Right?
Like, would you want somebody like that? It's not a way that you win friends and influence people. And I think, you know, somebody was saying to me who literally was involved in negotiating the Panama Canal Treaty out here, was trying to ascertain what Trump's strategy was. And they were talking about the Chinese and this and that. I don't think there is any strategy to this. I think it's just a sort of free rap. Mm-hmm. And we have to point out the ridiculousness of this.
Yeah, and I was...
Are we really going to sacrifice American lives to take Toronto?
Well, I mean, and Trump was saying, I think either yesterday or this morning, something like that, that he's now, if Denmark won't hand over Greenland, that he's going to imply these big tariffs on Denmark. My God, Denmark! You know, part of the EU, part of NATO, an ally. You know, it's so preposterous. I mean, literally, Trigvi, you know this better than anybody else I know. Let's just play this out for a second. Let's just humor it. Let's say Trump used military force, which he alluded to yesterday, to take Greenland from the Danes. That would be an attack on a NATO ally, and everybody else in NATO would be obligated to come to Denmark's defense, right? We've suddenly now got a war with Europe.
I mean, it's ridiculous. Here's the thing. Like, it's part of NATO. It already, you know, like, I don't know. I just think you gotta, people have it in the context of like, well, he doesn't really mean any of this. Just imagine, go back to high school. If you had somebody talking to you like this and being a bully
It's bad.
Like,
to the point, it's really terrible for international diplomacy
and
international relations.
And this is how it's making Americans look.
Right. Around the world.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Yes.
But to the point, a lot of this, I think, and that's why we haven't spent a lot of time on all these ridiculous things he's been saying lately, is because a lot of it is just noise, and I think it's meant to, in part, distract from the real things that are going on in Congress or what he hopes to get through in this omnibus bill that will have real effects on American lives. 855-752-4842, 855-752-482. Gene from Eau Claire listening on WCFW, the tap up there. Gene, always a pleasure. Thanks for calling in. Happy New Year. What say you?
Well, same to you guys. Hey, you know what? Now, we cannot no longer make excuses for his behaviors being distractions. He is a criminal. He has a history of lying and snake oil sales. He has a history of going after people. He has a history of suing people for his whole life just to push off the hearings and the trials and his being accountable until the people can't afford to keep going, but yet he did it in the United States of America and everybody fell for it. He's not being held accountable. We have a criminal who is getting worse and worse with his mental capacity and his obsessive, compulsive, neurotic, and bullying behavior. I mean, he is. This right now is an example of how the head person of these United States of America, representing every single person in this country, and nobody can say, oh, yeah, you know, he's just being a bully or he's just trying to distract. No, he represents us. That's the United States there. That's what we are. That's what the people voted for, and they need to start paying attention. And if they don't like it, they better start calling the representative and saying, enough is enough. We want sanity back in our country. We want people taking that seriously. This impacts everything in our country. So thank you, guys. So keep doing the great work. I'm sorry to be a negative lady, but okay. God darn it. I'm going to be 70 soon. I can't see this. This makes me sick. I've never seen this in my life. This is America. And we need to change it. Thank you, guys. Have a good day. Bye.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks, Gene. Trigby, thoughts?
Well, I mean, that was well said.
Yeah.
It's true.
I want to get back to, we have about a minute left before the first break. I want to get back to the point that the earlier caller made, which Matt was as someone who is an expert strategist, marketer, messenger is the word I was looking for, who's done messaging at the highest levels politically in this country. I mean, What do you think the proper messaging is to take on Trumpism in America?
Well, so I think a few things. It's funny you asked that because I spent the last several days working on a presentation for my trip this weekend to this thing I'm going to on that exact topic. One, we have to recognize this is a long game. He's going to be there for 4 years in theory. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. Number two, you can't fight every battle, so you have to pick the big ones. And the reality is we're becoming a world where people are very cognitively reflexive. So they're just instant reaction, not thinking through. And we can talk more about that on the other side, but yeah, that's an important part of it.
There you go. There's a little tease for you. Look at Trigby Olson, the broadcaster extraordinaire. More with him and your calls as well. 855-752-4842. It's a Wednesday edition of the Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Great music. It's on his Spotify playlist. Trigby Olson, senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican, like myself, a Wisconsin boy, dealing with the snow problems in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where he joins us from, in his home in D.C. That's on your playlist, a little suburbs, Trigby, and our friend and ongoing contributor, Jeff Perry, letting us know via Facebook, saying you might want to know the sad news. Beach Cheney, guitarist in the suburbs, died apparently this past Sunday. He was 68 and tragically died while swimming in the Pacific Ocean. Sad news.
That is sad news, actually. I used to see the suburbs at First Avenue up in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. No, I know you've gone and seen them before, and
Yeah, number one played song last year on my Spotify was Rattle My Bones. And you know that we have the family accounts, so you can also look at what the number one song is for the family. Guess what the number one song for the family was by who?
By
Guess
the suburbs?
The artist. That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 in her family. No, it's all Taylor Swift. Because my daughters, they completely... She dominates music, not only globally, but within my house. I didn't even know it. Whereas I have this esoteric, like, top 10 list. Yeah. ABBA, you know, like, the suburbs, Motley Crue. But I'm all over the place.
But you're a good Swifty dad. You're taking your girls to see the Taylor Swift. Yeah.
You need to calm down, Todd. I know you got a face for television and the talent for radio, but you need to calm down. But shake it off, baby.
Yeah, right. Big question of the year, will Taylor and Travis get engaged this year?
I thought they were going to do it at Christmas.
Yeah, me too, a little bit.
Who knows? I don't know.
I think they're just happy.
Honestly,
being,
you know what? Like, it's...
Who cares? Just be happy.
Yeah. They seem happy. I'm happy for them. They seem like nice people.
They do.
But, you know, you never really know because you don't really know them, which is part of the whole thing.
Part of the shtick.
Which, getting back to the tease that I gave, right? Yeah. So here's the thing.
We're talking about the question was asked earlier to Trigvi, who's done, messaging for presidential candidates like John McCain and others. What is the proper messaging when we're going up against Trump and Trumpism, and you said you're going to do a talk on this soon, and you're running through these.
Yeah, so if you think about the election, this last election that we had, you know, I have a guy who works for me, Andrew, who talks about it as a rubber band election, right? And we saw this in our research. So, you know, for the Democrats, it was a rubber band election. So
explain what that means.
When Biden was the nominee, you know, Trump was ahead, but Trump's support was pretty consistent. So that rubber band had gone in. It wasn't tight. And then Harris became the nominee, and by the convention, it expanded. Then it came back in. Then it expanded out after the debate. And what I think happens here is we have become much more cognitively reflexive. And what that means is there's two types of thinking that we as humans do. There's system one thinking, which is habit. And think about it this way, Todd. When you were learning to drive a car, you were having to use system two thinking. You were using your brain to drive the car, your conscious brain. You're thinking, oh, I got to hit the pedal. Oh, I got to turn the wheel, right? Now when you drive the car, having ridden in the truck with you, like you're eating a sandwich, you got your left, so you're putting the butter on it. You know, you might be drinking a coffee, like you're looking at me, waving your arms, flapping, right?
Don't make mom nervous.
you're using system one thinking. It's habit.
Right.
Okay. So as we've moved into a world of social media, Google, all these things, we have become very reflexive in our thinking and we just revert to habit. And that's what was happening. The places where Trump struggled and Harris did well were the places that people were watching unfiltered, not relying on the news, not relying on social media, paying attention. Things like the debate, the convention, right? And so as we look forward to the Trump era in administration, it's going to be those moments that break through. January 6th was a moment like this, 9/11. Those are the moments that shape narratives. When people are seeing things unfiltered and then they go into this process of it's being processed and they revert to system one thinking. The key is going to be when these things happen that are system two, where people are like, wow, shocked into actually thinking about it. This is not who I am. Then pivoting into reminding them every day why that matters. Because you're not going to break through on all these small things.
Because they're just falling into nothing.
Yeah. So to play the long game, it's got to be in and around. And I think the Trump world and the extremes, maybe on both sides, understand they can play. They're effectively playing a long game to reshape narratives. The other side, when these events have to happen, they have to recognize what are the narrative shaping events, and they have to pound on them.
So when some, when his administration actually does something egregious or atrocious, that's when we and everybody
when
sees it unfiltered.
Paratroopers into, yeah, when they drop paratroopers into Toronto and people are watching it on TV or something, you know, I
but
mean, yeah, whatever.
That's not going to
into Greenland.
That's not going to
right?
happen.
Like,
is
no,
it?
I know. No. But no, I don't think it's going to happen. But those are the kinds of things, the things that are seen unfiltered. Because right. remember, most people are consuming their information now in very quick doses while they're doing multiple things.
Right.
It's very rare that you're having these moments and events where people are actually processing in themselves with their conscientious part of their brain, system two thinking.
Yeah. I think your point, and, well, go ahead.
No, and that has to become the drivers of narratives.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with what you just said, because I think, again, all these outrageous things, and I respect Gene's point earlier, that I think it is terribly a bad reflection on us as Americans, and you said this, all this outrageous stuff that Trump says, and it is terrible, and it's disturbing, but I think it's really important for those of us who want to cut through and actually make a difference to say, okay, let's put all the hyperbole stuff as atrocious as it is aside and focus on the actions, and let's look at the things we can say that are non-debatable as much as non-debatable things can be in 2025 when you see it with your own eyes. I think January 6th is a perfect example. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and maybe we will on the other side, about Brad Schimmel. I mean, the guy that wants to be on the Supreme Court in Wisconsin coming out and defending January 6th insurrectionists. You know, I mean, that people saw January 6th. That's indisputable. We'll come back, talk more about that with Trevi Olson. Take your phone calls as well. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Checking you against the boards when you least expect it. On the ice hockey rinks, Trygve Olson, always a great guest, always a great hockey player as well, and his lifelong dream to drive a Zamboni. Welcome back to the show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 8th. Trygve Olson, of course, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Played any hockey over the holidays, Trygve?
I did.
How'd you do?
I did. It was good. I tweaked my back though. A bit. Oh, that wasn't great.
No.
Part of age, you know.
All right, lots to get to here in this last half hour. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Talking a little bit about Trevi's experience being a messenger for different political campaigns and parties over the years. What's the best way to message against Trumpism, not our friends and neighbors necessarily, but Trump himself and Trumpism, going through some of those quickly. Trivia Tony, watching on YouTube, asking and putting it in here, and based on what you said before, Tony says, so what do you do when Trump isn't actively doing crazy things? My first guess would be building your own narrative about what we could be doing right now and building a shared vision around what we want. Thank you, Tony. Trivia.
Yeah, and I think it has to be a shared vision of contrast, right? And it really, the contrast needs to be one, foundationally, are we a nation that has faith in each other and trust in each other, or are we a nation that fears each other? Mm-hmm. And that really ultimately is what this comes down to. What are we going to be? Because the world that's, you know, if you look at we're reiterating it again, but like, what's he trying to do with Denmark? Create fear, right? Like, mm-hmm. get your way through fear. And what we've traditionally done is gotten our way through having trust in each other, that we can find common ground, that we can, you know, all benefit. That, and so it really is a contrasting worldview between a win-win world where we all benefit from each other, or a zero-sum world where I get what I want at your expense.
I'm only half joking about this. I have a very good friend in Denmark, former member of parliament, former, well, it's their equivalent to Secretary of State, Minister of Foreign Affairs, Kristen Jensen, who's been on this program before, and he's been asking me to go for years and I haven't gone. I'm thinking, Trigby, this is our chance. We do this show in Denmark and talk to a former member of parliament. How about that?
I love it. Copenhagen's awesome. One of my favorite cities in the world.
I've never been.
And better yet, let's do it from Greenland. I've never been to Greenland either.
Well, if anybody could get us on Greenland, especially this time of year, I'm sure it was Christian. But no, I mean, he's...
I don't even know if there's flights to Greenland. There's got to be flights probably. To Greenland.
I think Don Jr. is going over there, so, you know.
He did, yeah.
But no, I think your point is well taken. This is about fear. We have to stand up to that and then not let the shiny object distract us from what's really going on. Anything before we move on from this, Trigby, anything else that you wanted to get to on this messaging part?
Well, I think one of the things, you know, to Jeff's point, part of what has to be done is people need to not be afraid to speak up and, you know, within their family settings, with their friends, you know, because really there's a desire to make people be afraid to express dissent or being unhappy with what they're seeing. And it's important that people not feel that way. And I know during the election, there were people who felt like, well, I can't speak up because I'll be for thinking different.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. And I think now if there's any time to have courage right now, it's the current day, 2025, right?
Right. And I mean, think about it. For centuries, the people thought the world was flat. You'd sail off the edge. So.
Steve, listening in Milwaukee, WAUK, says, this is funny. Fox put out a poll that a majority of Americans think Biden is the worst president ever. America chose to follow its worst instincts on false pretenses, just like Germany did in the 1930s. That is the comparison, all in the name of white supremacy and gaslighting by the billionaires who own the media and who told so many lies based on bigotry and misguided fears of immigrants and people who want to be just like themselves. Nobody should trust anything that comes out of Fox, quote-unquote so-called news. They paid almost $800 million for defamation and admitted in court they are not a news source, just entertainment. I think you and I would agree that Fox News is not necessarily a reliable source, but I think it goes beyond that to just making sure that folks listen to a variety of sources and focus on those things, like you said it so well, things that are undisputably factual and true that we all see or listen for ourselves and start there.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that people have to understand in a state like Wisconsin, or quite frankly across the country, Donald Trump got more votes than Harris did. So, like, to be saying, constantly using, we're Germany in the 30s when we're not, having spent a bunch of time in Germany and helped run elections there for Merkel once long ago, the reality is saying that is not, going about it that way is not constructive to getting those people that were lost and who voted for Trump but were uncomfortable with these aspects of Trump, suggesting that they voted for, you know, America being Germany in the 30s. The way you contrast this is to be reminding them, well, they might like pieces of the policy, the bigger issue of the crazy things that get said and done are far greater than whatever, you know, they might get for a tax cut or whatever.
Yeah. And I don't want to spend too much time on this, but we talked for over an hour about Brad Schimmel, the former Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin, who is now running for state Supreme Court, and he came out on Vicki McKenna's show last week on Thursday supporting the January 6th insurrectionists, say they didn't get a fair deal in trial. We brought up this one guy from Pulaski, Wisconsin, who had pled guilty to—
Riley Casper, I think, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Riley Casper, who used bear spray to attack Capitol police officers and then bragged about it on social media. And for someone like Schimmel to say that guy should go free or didn't get a fair shake, I think that's right of even some soft Trump voters, Trick V. And we even played a cut from Glenn Grossman from the RNC this summer when you and I were down in Milwaukee. And even Glenn Grossman said, yes, if it's provable and you know, where someone who has actually attacked a police officer, yes, even Glenn Grossman thinks those people should stay in jail.
He said absolutely.
Brad Schimmel thinks otherwise. I just don't think that's conducive to the majority of Wisconsinites here to not back the blue.
Yeah, well, I think that's true. I think the other thing is for people who are tuning in, I'm sure Vicky followed that up with a question of, so Brad, you've lost faith in the judicial system, and yet you're running for the state Supreme Court in the state of Wisconsin. How does that work?
She did not. I'm surprised.
She didn't? I'm shocked. Because if he had come on this station, he would have gotten asked that question by you and I, which is a fair follow-up question.
Right, exactly.
Right.
That's what we're missing. Chris, listening in Janesville via WMDX. Great to have you along, Chris, on a Wednesday afternoon. Great question here, Trigby, for you. He says, I have a 65-year-old coworker that is now constantly trying to convince the new 24-year-old coworker that the MAGA agenda is the way to go. Advice, please. Great question.
So without knowing the specifics of what sort of values the 24-year-old holds, it's a little bit hard. But the key in that is going to be spending time thinking about how does that person see themselves outside of their politics, the 24-year-old, and asking probing questions about do they agree or disagree in leading them to the understanding that what the colleague is suggesting probably doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And that is questions. Are you willing to go if he's serious about invading Panama to take back the canal? Are you at 24 willing to go and sacrifice yourself for the Panama Canal, which for the last, since 1974, has been in Panamanian hands and American ships cross through it whenever they need to, or not?
Yeah, I think,
are you willing to have a fight with Mexico? I mean, those are the kinds of probing questions that have to be asked. Like, what do you think about this? Is this creating a more stable world or a less stable world? Mm-hmm.
I think what you said, and it goes along with what you said off the air too a little while ago, which is listening. I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So Chris, I mean, if I were you, I'm not in the business of giving advice, but if I were you or in your shoes, like what Trigby has talked about countless times in this show is, you know, whether you have a beer, whether you have coffee, just chilling out with this coworker and ask those questions and then listening. And if they slightly disagree with you, don't immediately cut that person off and say, what the blankety blank is the matter with you? Listen and find out what those values are.
Ask questions in the context of what you have in common. If
right.
somebody were acting like that at work, how would you respond?
Right. I mean, the person next to you that works you're a coworker on the assembly line or wherever the business is that may be not a white straight person, and you say, well, do you think so and so is a decent? Yeah, they seem like a chill person. Well, I mean, do you think that they deserve to be discriminated against or their family should be, you know, sent back or rounded up because they look a certain way? Well, no, that person's chill. Exactly.
Right.
Do you want government,
you know, something that's important to them? Do you want government, you know, telling you what kind of shotgun you can own? No.
Right.
Well, do you think other people would want government telling them what they can and can't do? You have to point out the inconsistencies through probing questions that relate directly to them in context.
Agreed. All right, let's have a little fun. Mr. Zomer, it's time once again at 15, now 16, make it 14 before the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time now to play a speed round of What's Worse. Your chance to have your voice heard across statewide radio, all 11 stations in our News Talk Sports Network, the largest privately owned state radio network in the state of Wisconsin. Glad to have you along. All right, what's worse, spicy or bland? Spicy or bland? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app. By the way, Chris in Janesville says, thank you so much for that answer. This is why I tune in on my days off. Well, thank you, Chris. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, we really do appreciate that. What do you think, Trigvy? What's worse, spicy or bland?
I think this is a foolish question. Bland.
No, it's not, because what's worse? I mean, I've eaten a lot of meals with you, and I wouldn't call you a picky eater. You pretty much eat.
I like spicy food. This is like, what's worse, having all your teeth knocked out or the Vikings winning the Super Bowl? Of course, Vikings winning the Super Bowl is worse. I'd rather lose all my teeth.
But see, I enjoy a little spice, but I would say that spicy is worse, because if I get a plate of something that's too spicy, I can't unspice it. If I get something like that kind of tastes bland, I can always put salt, pepper, flakes, whatever. You can doctor it up. You can't undoctor it's food that's too spicy.
No, bland is far worse.
Well, you have a brand new listener agreeing with you on WXCO in Wausau, saying bland is worse.
Yes, 100%. It's like hot or cold outside. Hot is way worse because.
Jeff, watching on YouTube, says spicy is worse. Thank you, Jeff. You always add things but never take it out. No. See? I agree with him 100%. Roger, watching on Facebook.
You people are glass half empty.
So Roger, watching on Facebook, says bland is worse. So he agrees with Trigvy.
Thank you, Roger.
855-752-4842. Let's go quickly. Chris in Janesville. Chris, what's worse, spicy or bland?
You know, you guys got me. You got me all twisted up. I say bland.
You say what?
Bland is worse. But when I go to a restaurant, I don't carry pepper flakes in my pocket, so I say bland is worse.
Well, you're just plugging trivia. I'm not saying I carry it with me. I'm just saying usually, normally, there's something available. All right, we'll come back. What's worse, spicy? Thank you, Chris. What's worse, spicy or bland? 855-752-4842. Wrap it up here on the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 9 before the hour at 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, ABC, CBS News. Check of weather and sports. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, talked to a Packer owner about the Packers in a minute. And then after that is the Maggie Dawn Show. Every afternoon from 2 until 4, join Maggie Dawn. And then at 4 o'clock, Dom Selvia. 6 o'clock, Pete Schwabba and Nightlight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. The question at the moment, and Trigvy does not like this one, what's worse, spicy or bland? What's worse, spicy or bland? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842.
We just got a text from Jude in East Troy that says, yeah, bland is worse. Too spicy? Drink milk with it or after. And no. I think with
no.
that,
no.
I am going to say I think bland is worse because specifically for this reason, because of that, you can drink milk with it to chill out the spiciness. Also, because if one of my friends has food that's too bland, they'll eat it anyway. If they have food that's too spicy, I can eat it.
Well, okay, there's that. See, I'm not a big – I love milk, organic valley milk, but I don't want it with something spicy. That's just – no. Matt Middleton says bland is worse and boring, mm-hmm. like talking to a conservative about anything other than money. Spicy is better for our colons too, and I'm old. Really? I did not know that. All right, back at the home station, WRCE, just south of there, beautiful Muscadet. Kimber Muscadet says bland is worse. I'd rather die of any spice than be subjected to bland food. All right. Todd, listening in Oshkosh on WISS, spicy is worse. And I'm not a glass half full person. I understand the glass is refillable. Nicely done, Todd. I agree with you. Jude in East Troy. Bland is worse. That's the one about drinking milk. And then Scott in Madison on WMDX. You're not going to say black pepper is too spicy? Or the next thing you're going to say is black pepper is too spicy? No, I love black pepper. I'm talking about like hot jalapeno stuff. Like, a little bit for some warmth is fine, but people are like, oh, let's see how hot I can make it. Let's see if I can sweat while I eat. Who wants to do that? Are you one of those people? I mean, you don't really order things that spicy, do you, Trigby?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Not Indian food, though, in London.
I can
order very hot. It's like the Ted Lasso scene.
Really? That's really Indian food in London, yeah. Really spicy, is a different level.
Oh, yeah, Lord. That brings up bad memories, but I won't go there right now. The Packers, Trigby, I texted you in real time over the weekend, interrupted your unpluggedness to say,
got a response.
And I got a response. I don't feel good. Packers lost, of course, to Da Bears on Sunday in Lambeau. They are now the number 7 seed. They take on the 3 seed Philadelphia Eagles in the wild card game. Kickoff set for 3:00 on Fox on television. Pregame show a couple of hours earlier in Richland Center, Park Falls, and Racine, Kenosha. You're an owner, a Packer owner, Trigby. You got the rest of the show. Let's talk Packers.
Yeah, I think they could win, but, you know, they could lose.
Wow. Thank you for that really insightful detail.
I'm a little bit concerned, and it's not so much Christian Watson getting hurt.
That was just sad.
Not having Jair. Dobbs...
Yeah, go ahead.
Not having Jair. Dobbs got sick. Like, bad luck. I'm more worried about the fact that Love has the elbow and then Malik Willis, bad thumb. And I just think it's going to be hard. I've been to that stadium in Philly. It's a hard place to win. But I do think the Packers could get on a little bit of a roll here. I don't want to be a homer and be like Brady picking the Badgers to beat Alabama, for God's sakes. Like, I'm a
realist.
You're
never going to let them forget that, yeah.
I'm not a homer. comes with being an NFL owner. You have to be a realist, unless you're Woody Johnson. Then you just use Madden to make your calls. I think, you know, it will be interesting to see. I wouldn't bet against Matt LaFleur coming up with a good game plan. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm more worried about the Vikings actually rolling through and getting to the Super Bowl. I want to see the Packers get on a roll and win the Super Bowl, I'm more concerned about the Vikings winning the Super Bowl than I am optimistic about the Packers winning.
Are you kidding me? Did you watch that Detroit Vikings game?
They did get kicked.
The Lions look unstoppable. I mean, I keep saying, look, they have so many injuries. They're running on adrenaline. At some point, these aggressive calls by Campbell and the adrenaline's going to run out. But I don't see any evidence of it, Trigby.
You know, and they got bagged on after the draft about taking Gibbs.
Yeah.
Bad. And the thing that's crazy about it is if you look at that draft, that's going to go down as one of the best drafts any team has had. They got Gibbs. They got Branch. They traded with the Packers for the pick that is Brian Branch. And then they got Laporta in that draft too. Like, I was shocked at how much they beat up on the Vikings. Philly is a real Super Bowl contender too. I think the Packers are slightly less of a Super Bowl contender. And I think Detroit probably is the, I didn't think this. I think the Vikings really could do it too. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a great weekend.
It is going to be a great weekend. I think if the Vikings had won that game and it was going to go through Minneapolis, then I tend to agree with you. But the fact that it's going through Detroit, I don't see anybody who's going to be able to stop them at this point in the NFC. I mean, maybe.
Well, it's an advantage for Detroit to be playing in Detroit, right? Indoors.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's the perfect.
That's what I'm saying.
It's faster.
I will say this. If somehow the Packers make it to the NFC Championship and it's at Detroit, I actually, for whatever reason, think that the Packers would have a shot at that game.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
All right, Trigby, we appreciate you. Go Pack Go this weekend against the Eagles. We'll see you next Wednesday, my friend. We appreciate you.
We will see you on Wednesday. Oh, no, we won't see me on Wednesday because I'm traveling, but we'll talk about that offline. See me a different day.
I'll see everybody tomorrow. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow, Zommers as well. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.